Hi there, my name's Lisa Venter and I am the Media Relations Consultant at the ESPC. I am also the ESPC Paper Editor and Social Media Manager. I recently sat down with Boogie from Boogie in the Morning from 4th One Radio and we had a really great chat about what makes Edinburgh his home and also a little bit about his property journey.
I'm Boogie, I'm the 4th One Breakfast presenter on the radio in Edinburgh and I've been living in Edinburgh now since 2001. So for 13 years, and yeah, love it. It's a great place to be.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you like living in Edinburgh?
Oh, it's just. I think it's the best city to live in the UK. It's got everything you need, but it's still small enough for it to not feel like a huge, massive metropolis. I mean, everybody goes on about London and stuff, and I like going to London, but I wouldn't want to live there. It's just a bit too much hustle and bustle. Whereas Edinburgh, I mean, it's beautiful. You know, we've got the castle in the middle of the town, and you know, all the old town, and just all the history that comes with it, Arthur's Seat and everything. But it's also a modern city with everything that you could possibly need. So yeah, I think it's a great place to live.
Do you have a top pub or restaurant that you recommend?
I usually go to Hector's in Stockbridge, which is not that far from where we live, so we can walk down. You can take the dogs there as well, so that's quite good because we've got a couple of dachshunds. So we take the dogs and go into Hector's in Stockbridge. But you know, we go up. It depends what kind of thing you're looking for. Sometimes we go up George Street at the weekend, and you know, I sometimes DJ in the likes of Lulu. And I like going to the Dome at Christmas time. You know, it's all got all the decorations up outside, and the Tempest Bar at George. But I like all sorts of different places, you know.
I suppose the great thing with Edinburgh is you kind of stumble upon things.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, especially, I mean, like down Stockbridge way, there's like all these little pubs that are tiny, sort of down a little bit of, you know, a few stairs, and it sort of opens up inside. So I love going to those pubs as well. I like that kind of what you call a man's pub, you know, just like not too sort of pretentious.
So you've moved home recently.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the process?
Yeah, we had a flat. My girlfriend moved in with me about 4 years ago, maybe, and so we lived in the flat and it was fine. And then we got a dog, and dogs in flats are not great. We were always probably thinking about moving anyway to a house that had a little bit of a garden for, you know, if we were ever moving and getting married and all the rest of it. And then we got engaged and we got married. And so before we got married, we decided to move house. And so we moved out of a flat, a top floor flat, which was down Powder Hallway, quite a new build flat. So that was nice. And so we moved to our new house. It's not a new house. It's, you know, maybe 1930s or something like that. But it's got a garden at the back and a wee driveway to park the car. And yeah, so we got married, and so we've now got room for kids if we ever have kids, you know. So we've got a couple of spare bedrooms. So
brilliant.
Although they're covered in laundry at the moment, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
Like the spare bedrooms just got all the laundry in it.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about your home in terms of, did you want something you could fix up, or is there a few projects?
Actually, it's funny because no, we didn't want something that we had to fix up. We wanted somewhere that was pretty much, you know, ready just to move in. And when we saw the house and went to visit it, we didn't actually view that many houses, maybe three or four, and then we saw this one. And a bit of a funny story, it's actually right next door to two of our best friends. And so we saw it actually on ESPC website, and we thought, well, maybe we're going to have a look at this one because it was round about the right budget and stuff for us. And so we thought we'd go have a look at it. We thought, sure, that's near where Sarah and Mo live. And then sure enough, we drive up and it's right next door. I mean, literally right next door. So we went and had a look at it, and we thought, oh, this is nice. And it was one of these situations we had to say to Sarah and Mo, is this a bit weird if we buy the house right next to you? And they were like, no, it's fine. So that was fine. But we thought it was pretty much how we'd want it to be. But then as soon as you move in, you do one thing and that leads to another thing, and then we ended up having to get a new flooring put in, and then we had to decorate all the rooms. And you think it's fine, but you usually end up wanting to put your own stamp on it.
Definitely.
So we're not finished yet. We've been there for like coming up on 2 years, so you know, we've got the sort of basics, the flooring, and the made sure all the walls were nice and clear, you know, just a kind of cream colour and all the rest of it. And then we we can build up on top of that, you know.
Definitely. I've got a question from Neil Harrison. He says, what have you learned since you've got married?
What have I learned since I got married? That I'm always wrong about everything. And what have I learned? I don't know, actually, because you know, we lived together for quite a bit before we got married. And, you know, I'm 42, so I'm not that young. And I think I've learned that security is really important. So, you know, it's not just about me anymore. So if I lost my job or whatever, then we need to be able to survive and to be able to afford to pay the bills and stuff like that. So I think I don't think it's something I've learned, but something that I've become more aware of about your responsibilities. And I suppose that'd be even more if we had kids.
I suppose even just having the dogs.
Exactly. You know, you kind of just put them out in the street. So just about planning and sort of budgeting and making sure that we've got enough to pay the bills. And if it all went wrong, then would there be a good sort of buffer there and buy us a bit of time to do something about it if we had to.
And Jamie Hill, who works in our offices, wanted to know what colour your bathroom was.
Colour of the bathroom is? Well, the bathroom is all tiled. It was like this when we went in. And actually, it's one of these, because it's quite an old house, we've got a conversion upstairs. So we've got a bathroom, we've got a shower room upstairs, which has got like a black tiled floor with white walls. And sort of white shower unit with a bit of chrome. But downstairs, what was the bathroom, because it's an old house, they have a bathroom and a toilet right next to it. So it's not one room. So one of our projects is to eventually make that into one bathroom.
Okay.
Because we end up not using the toilet, because there's a toilet in both.
Yeah.
So you use the bathroom, but you don't use the toilet. It's handy when we like have a party or whatever, there's an extra toilet, but... our next door neighbours have actually had the same, but they knocked it into one bathroom.
Okay.
And it just buys you a bit of space and you can put like a bath or whatever. So it's all tiled. To answer your original question, it's like a sandy colour on the walls. Okay. And they've got a kind of, it's a wooden floor, kind of laminate flooring, which I don't really like. And so it's pretty basic, to be honest.
That's fine. And one of my own questions, what's your favourite room of the house?
I've got a man cave. So it's a small room. I guess it's probably a single bedroom if you know, before we had the conversion upstairs. I have a TV in there, Sky Sports and stuff, and I'm allowed to watch whatever I want in there because it's my room. In fact, my wife's not even allowed in without permission. And just a little two-seater couch and, you know, my laptop and stuff like that. So it's my little room where I can watch football whilst she's watching, I don't know, Breaking Bad or whatever in the other room. Even though we're married and happy to be together, it's quite good to have your own little space. And
so getting back to the property buying process, do you have a few tips, Mac, maybe your top three tips for our readers, listeners?
Well, obviously the most important thing, I think, is to, first of all, is to work out your budget, what you can afford, and not stretch yourself too far. I think, you know, say for example, your budget is £300,000, then maybe aim for something about £260,000 to give yourself a little bit of a buffer. Because you don't want to, you know, spend all your time and all your money in the house. You need to be able to afford to live and go out and enjoy yourself and do the cinema and go to the pub and that kind of stuff as well, which is really important. So that's probably the first thing. Obviously, getting your house sold and then buying a house at the same time is really hard. Whereas if you're a first-time buyer, it's actually, if you can get a mortgage, it's actually easy because there's no chain for you to fall in. So just making sure that you're as flexible as possible and that you're completely ready to sell and move as soon as you need to. Mm-hmm. So I think when you're selling and buying at the same time, be ready to sell at the drop of a hat and get out of where you are, even if it means renting a place for a while or moving in with folks or putting your stuff into storage or whatever. Just be ready to do that, because you can buy at any time which suits you, whereas when you're selling, it's to suit the other person who's coming in. So that was probably, made sure that my flat I was selling was absolutely ready to go, and we had contingency plans if we had to go somewhere else.
And you said you found the property through ESPC. Did you use the website?
Yeah, I mean, it was the first place, you go. I think if you're thinking about buying a house in Edinburgh, it's straight to the ESPC website. And it's really easy to use. You can put in your parameters or your budget and all the rest of it, and what kind of areas you want to live. And it's a great filter, you know, it can show you almost exactly where you want to be. And it's always, in fact, I didn't just use it this time, I actually used it the previous time as well, okay. When I bought my flat, which was back in sort of 2005. Okay. So didn't really go anywhere else.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
Remember to visit espc.com for more updates. ESPC, number one for property in East Central Scotland.